is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are so happy. We'll talk to you again later on this morning with some community conversation next hour in the morning show. But we now put the wraps on our morning session and make way for a news update at 9 o'clock. On WRCO-FM Richland Center, it is sponsored by the good folks at Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning on Capitol Hill, Special Counsel Robert Hur is set to testify. He is the DOJ official who described President Biden as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory when determining Biden broke no laws in keeping classified materials at his home in Delaware. TikTok is asking its 170 million users to contact their representatives, resisting calls for the platform to be banned over security fears unless its Chinese owners divest. Several content creators are in Washington, and says ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
We are learning that the CEO of TikTok is also here in Washington today, trying to set up meetings with senators here on Capitol Hill who appear much more on the fence than many of the lawmakers over in the House. But the president says he would sign this bill if it's passed.
Consumer prices in the U.S. picked up last month, a sign that inflation remains a persistent challenge. Prices rising 3.2% in February from 3.1% in January. This is ABC News. The singer and songwriter behind a bunch of hits from the 70s and mostly the 80s has died.
His wife confirms a report in Variety, the showbiz publication, that Eric Carmen, lead singer of All By Myself, Hungry Eyes, other hits, and frontman for the 70s band Raspberries, has died. He was 74. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Arrested again, influencer Andrew Tate, this time picked up in Romania and given arrest warrant from Great Britain. He and his brother are facing allegations of sexual aggression dating back about a decade. Tons of new aid is headed for Gaza. A ship loaded with about 200 tons of food put together by the charity World Central Kitchen has set sail today from Cyprus. They say the five-month-old war between Israel and Hamas has pushed much of Gaza to the brink of starvation. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914. Today's forecast calls for a high of 70. Southwest winds around 7 to 15 tonight. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 37. And then tomorrow, 65. For Wednesday night, 39 with some rain developing. Thursday, 48 with periods of rain as well. Southwest wind is at 3 miles per hour, and right now it is 54 degrees. Join the River Valley Baseball Team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by eight groups, 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, mm-hmm. but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense electric assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and we are joined by Tanya Webster, Nutrition Program Coordinator here in Richland County, ADRC of Eagle Country, and also Linda Batten is here, transportation, and we're talking a little bit about some of the things that you can get involved in, and we have some special days and months coming up that recognize the things that they're going to talk about here. So we appreciate you coming in here today, ladies. Tanya, it's certainly, I guess, any time of the year, but it's pretty important right now to talk about nutrition, isn't it?
It is. It is. This month is March. March is always National Nutrition Month. And this year's theme is Beyond the Table, Eating Right on a Budget. So I'll be going out to the meal sites and talking about different ways that you can do that. We also had it in the Family and Friends, so people are able to view that by picking up a Family and Friends and looking at the front page, and then page 9. Continues that theme.
Family and Friends, is that something you regularly publish?
It is. It goes out every month. It has great information as far as health and wellness, different programming that's available through the ADRC and other programs in Health and Human Services, as well as the menu that comes out in there for the nutrition program and activities that are happening at the Woodman Senior Center.
I didn't talk to you very much this winter. There have been some winters where I've talked to you quite a lot where you had to close the meal sites and whatnot.
Yeah. We've had not as many closures this time around, which isn't a bad thing.
No, I think that's a very good thing for your residents. So tell me about the program for people that sign up for it for home-delivered meals. Are there some age qualifications on that, Tanya?
There is. There's certain eligibility criteria, such as for home-delivered meals, they need to be homebound that fits within the certain criteria. We do a screening process, and through that process, we determine if that person is considered eligible for the program. They need to be 60 and older, reside in Richland County, and then also the ability to be able to deliver to them because of limited capacity of volunteers. Then we also have the in-house dining. We have 3 current meal sites, one at Rockbridge at the Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, and then we have the one at Woodman Senior Center and the one in Germantown or Casanova at St. Anthony's. And those operate, Richland Centers is Monday through Friday. Germantown is Wednesdays for the dining center, and then we have Rockbridge Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And all really do need a reservation.
Ample opportunities there. So if you want to order a meal, can you do that like just once in a while? Like if you're going to sign up for one, you want a meal Wednesday, you can sign up, but it has to be the day before, correct?
Yep, at least one business day prior, just so that we can make sure to let the caterer know how many meals to have prepared and less waste. So that's important. But if they could reserve that meal by 12:30, one business day prior, that's greatly appreciated. It's a great opportunity for people to socialize, too. There's a lot of games that happen. In Rockbridge, for instance, the first and third Wednesday, they do euchre tournaments, so that's a pretty big deal. People take that very seriously.
I bet they do. If you're on the regular route, though, you don't have to sign up every time, correct?
For home delivered, you mean? Mm-hmm. Home delivered is scheduled, so people still can cancel. Maybe they have a doctor's appointment or something like that. Very important that they do cancel, because we go to great lengths to try to hunt someone down, whether it's calling their contacts, getting hold of them, or sending out a police officer to do a welfare check, just because it's important to us to know that person's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's another benefit, though, and where the family members can maybe be at ease a little bit knowing that somebody's checking on them every
day.
Exactly.
They have peace of mind to know that that person is being checked in on. And a lot of times that's one of the purposes of the program. A lot of times we're catching things prior to them becoming a hospitalization.
As far as the meal sites, you can drop in there. You don't have to have a reservation, right?
You should have a reservation, okay. Although in Richland Center, our meal site managers, they are pretty good at trying to prepare for extra people, because a lot of people do forget that we need a reservation, but a reservation would be greatly appreciated.
Is there an age limit for that, for the dining sites?
Anyone is welcome to attend. It is on a contribution basis for those that are 60 and older. Anyone under 60, they'd have to pay the full price of the meal.
How do you coordinate your meals and your meal planning and what you're going to serve each day?
That's a rigorous process. We have very strict standards and guidelines that we follow that's established through the federal and state government. So when I follow those guidelines, it sometimes isn't things that are very appealing to people, like when they see beets on the menu, but it's filling certain qualifications that are met or needed to be met for the daily requirement for intake for persons. So it's a rigorous process, but it's getting better. We're doing a six-week rotation now. I do menu analysis for both Richland and SOC. We have working together since we use the same caterer, and that's become a wonderful partnership. And with that, we've been working out the kinks and all of those things. So it's not as bad as it used to be, trying to be creative and come up with different menu things. But we do listen to what people have to say, too. We have comment cards out there, and I encourage people to fill those out so that we know what is really not working and what is really working.
What if you have dietary restrictions? Are there some special meals that can be ordered, or how do you handle that?
We used to. It's kind of considered anymore that if we offer diabetic, and we don't offer diabetic anymore because we are only providing one meal out of three in a day. So it's assumed that people are tracking their carbohydrates and keeping track of that, so they know what parts they should eat or shouldn't eat. And the only substitution we were really able to offer due to capacity would be the dessert over fruit kind of scenario. So,
is there a farmer's market coming up you'd like to talk about?
Senior farmer's market is coming up. We start offering those vouchers in June.
Okay.
And they had a big increase for senior farmers market. So last year we gave out 187 out of 194 sets last year, with Richland County sitting in 72% usage, which translates to 136 sets being used, which is huge. And that last year, it was $35 per individual that qualify. And qualifications would be meeting the income requirements, being a Richland County resident, and just being able to have access to a senior farmers market or have somebody that can use them on their behalf. This year we are getting 215 sets, and they increased it to $45 per individual. It used to be per couple, so it's really nice that, you know, two people in a household can each receive a set.
How fun is that, though? Go out and do a little shopping and get some good food, right?
Yeah, these vouchers are great. It's a program offered by the USDA, and it's incredible because it allows people to go out and use these vouchers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, the farmer's market here in Richland Center, and then anywhere basically throughout the state of Wisconsin, they can use them if it's posted there. PEX West is one as well that allows. So it's a great program for people to buy fresh fruits and herbs and get some vegetables in their home that they may not otherwise be able to do.
I did not know that. I thought it was only the Richland Center Farmers Market, Richland Area Farmers Market.
No, nope, so it can be used statewide.
Yeah, That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Linda Batten is here as well. We like to talk a little bit about transportation. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Tell me about what you do, kind of your job description there.
I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I have either inclusive or family care will call me with a trip, or the person themselves, they need a ride to medical, and I find a volunteer driver for them.
So we're talking about appointments in the area, or do you have to go to Madison and La Crosse?
We go to Madison, La Crosse. We have gone as far as Rochester, Minnesota, but that's very rare.
Okay. And you, like all the programs, could use some volunteers, couldn't
Definitely.
You?
We have about 20 volunteers, but we can always use more. And what they need to know is we reimburse them from their house to their house. So say, for example, somebody's going to the UW, the whole trip is paid for. And we reimburse at the IRS rate, which is 67 cents per mile.
Have you had some feedback from the volunteers on how gratifying it is for them to do this?
They love it, and so do the passengers. Sometimes the passengers, that's the only person they see in a week.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. It's Volunteer Month, I think, as well, isn't it?
In April.
April is coming up.
And
okay.
We are going to have a volunteer appreciation luncheon on April 11th at the Phoenix Center.
If someone is hearing this and maybe could spare a little bit, what's the best way to kind of get on the list?
They just need to call me. We have a process that has to go through. They have to do a background check, and then I'll make sure that they have a booklet for all my volunteers, and we go over that. And if they have any questions, they just need to let me know.
Do they use their own vehicles for this, Linda?
They do. They okay. do.
If someone has a special, like a wheelchair or something like that, do you take that into consideration? Or are there certain?
If, for example, the person has a wheelchair and they can transfer, then we'll have them get into the volunteer driver's vehicle and leave the wheelchair at their home. Then when they get to the other end, let's say UW, then get a wheelchair for them to use there. Or we have a bus that will also do wheelchair transfer.
Mm-hmm. Do you do some rides to shopping and things like that as well?
We do. We have a grocery route that's not being utilized. But then on our regular bus routes, they go to different cities and say, for example, Reedsburg, Viroqua, and people do shopping there.
I see. So they drop them off and wait? Pick them up and take them
right.
back.
Say, for example, somebody's got a doctor's appointment, they want to go grocery shopping, and they want to go somewhere else. Depending on how many people we have on that bus, they can accommodate everything. But we have to be started back to Richland Center by 2 o'clock. That way, they have time to drop everybody off and get back to the office.
What are some other services that that you provide there, Linda?
We have our meal site route, which coincides with Tanya. Once a month, we go to Rockbridge. If we have reservations, we go to Germantown on the second Wednesday of the month if we have reservations. And the third Wednesday, come to Richland Center.
Okay. So you mix it up a little bit, don't
you?
We
do. We do.
Right.
And it's always reservations are required because I have to be able to get a bus driver.
And how do people register?
They call me and give me a call at 647-4616 and ask for Linda. I'm the only one there.
Great. And so if somebody's just kind of curious about it, wants to volunteer, you'd love to give them some advice.
Yes. All they have to do is give me a call.
And a lot of times, maybe somebody's schedule doesn't allow them to do it all the time. I'm sure you have some people that just kind of occasionally help, right?
Right. And Every volunteer decides what they want to do. I have some volunteers that just want to do the local areas, and then I have other volunteers that would rather do the long trips such as La Crosse or Madison.
Uh-huh. And they probably have to wait a little bit in the waiting room,
yes.
Or maybe they can run some other errands while that person
Either
is...
Either or. Uh-huh. I give my drivers, when they go through the orientation process, a little card with their number on it and my number. So say, for example, they have to do some errands, and the person that has the appointment gets done. They just need to call the driver and say, I'm done with my appointment. Or if they can't get a hold of them, give me a call, and I'll get a hold of them.
Do you have run into some problems with some slippery roads from time to time?
Oh, definitely. Like we canceled twice this year, but last year it was a lot more.
I was going to say, that might be a new record, only twice, right?
I know.
That was a good thing. Tanya, I know we wanted to touch on some other things. What about bingo? You have bingo?
Oh, yeah. So we have a really fun new activity that we're starting. It's a fall prevention workshop.
Okay.
And this one is to help improve lower and upper body strength, walking, balance, range of motion. And bingo is great for your mental health and for your brain health. So it's a great social activity as well. So we combined bingo and exercise, and we have bingo size.
That, who knew? You know, having some fun while you're helping yourself a little bit.
Right. And this is it's a health promotion program that was actually out of Western Kentucky University. So this is something that's being adapted in several areas, and I'm excited to be able to offer this.
Okay. So do you have some cool prizes too, do you?
We're working on getting some cool prizes together, yeah.
That's awesome. So I know when you talked about home assessments, that's one of the things that you do. You go in and you kind of look around and see maybe some safety hazards and obstacles and things like that. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
For home-delivered meals?
Right.
So for home-delivered meals, we do an annual assessment. We also do an initial assessment when people first come on. We try to do that within the first 30 days of them coming on to Meals on Wheels. And that assessment is a big deal. It's an opportunity to not only have a face to go with the program and introduce ourselves, but also see if there are other programs that might be helpful or other services that we can provide through the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So we work hand in hand when referrals are needed, me giving referrals and them giving the INA specialists or ADRC specialists giving referrals to me as well when those services are needed. It's been wonderful to be working with the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
So if you see something in someone's home that maybe needs to be taken care of, do you have resources where you can, you know, get that done, or you can direct them, you know, on how they can change things in their house?
There is a wealth of information that those ADRC specialists know. So if I don't know it, I'll ask them, because those ladies, they have so much information at their fingertips that I am just not able to answer. But a lot of times I will talk to the family or the emergency contact we have listed. For instance, maybe they need a grab bar put into their shower, or they need a shower chair because they're having struggles trying to shower themselves. We work together to try to establish those needs and meet them. And others might be... It could be a different scenario. Maybe they're not able to clean their home anymore, and we need to try to find services to help with that. So we do work together to try to blend and merge those resources wherever we can. I just do the nutrition, and they do the rest. So. Mm-hmm.
But you can direct them in the right direction, can't you?
I can.
Sure. So we signed up my mother with the last couple of years that she was at home. And, you know, I think one of the things for the former farm wives is trying to convince them that, you know, maybe you can bring a meal in. And I think sometimes pride gets in the way a little bit, you know, like nobody can cook as well as me and those kind of things. You probably see that a lot.
We do. And the meals are low sodium. So a lot of times our taste buds are triggered by that sodium. Mm-hmm. And if it's low sodium, it might taste a little bland to somebody. So we do encourage them to use their own seasonings and flavor their meals to their taste.
Yeah. She got to where she really liked them. But I think sometimes it's just getting over that hump and, you know, convincing them. And then a lot of times she would put it in the refrigerator and have the rest for supper. I mean, it's a good portion, isn't it?
Yeah. And actually... it's hard because as you age, you eat less, but you need that full meal to get all the nutritional needs that your body is needing to stay healthy. So I do hear from a lot of people that this actually provides two meals for me, but really it's one meal. So their appetite is a lot less. Hopefully they're having some healthy snacks in between there to try to help keep their proteins and things like that up.
Right. Now, do you have weekend meals that, you know, you deliver those before the weekend where people can dine on those when you don't have services?
Yeah, so currently, because volunteer capacity is so low, we are still only able to offer Monday, Wednesday, Friday hot meal. Then for Tuesdays, Thursdays, and those that are considered high need through the assessment process would receive weekend meals. And Mondays, they would get a frozen for Tuesday, Wednesday, a frozen for Thursday, and then on Friday, they would get two frozens to get them through the weekend for those that are needing them.
So you can take care of them 7 days a week then, in other words.
We can, yep.
Right. So, yeah, that's good to know. And talk a little bit more about people that deliver the meals. Those schedules probably differ. You know, people maybe are retired or semi-retired, or maybe they can help one day a month even. You'd welcome that, I'm sure.
We would welcome that, yes, very much so. So our Meals on Wheels drivers, we couldn't do the program without them. And they are a huge part of getting those meals out there. And the staff that we have are incredible as well. So a great big thank you out there to those of you that are already Meals on Wheels drivers. We really appreciate you. We are still not to pre-pandemic numbers. We had 65 to 70 volunteers. We currently have 35 volunteers, and 15 are from Schreiber's, which is a huge number, but it doesn't cover enough of the capacity, doesn't fill the capacity enough for us to be able to deliver for Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're getting close, though. We're really getting close, so it's lovely to be able to see that.
Tell me about what Shriver's does, then. As a group, they help out and kind of take turns?
Yeah, so there's two people there that have been the contacts that I get a hold of. They will get us the names of individuals that are interested. The list that they have, they'll send out two at a time, and they sign up in a rotation, I think is what they're doing. That's done internally, so that's what's considered adopt a route, where a business can adopt a route for whatever fits their schedule. Shriver's has chosen Wednesdays. They take out a particular route, and they have assigned two people to rotate out to do that for that particular route. And I can't tell you how many people rave about having, they see the white outfits and they're like, Shriver's has been here. We really love them. We really enjoy having those drivers.
That's a nice challenge maybe for other businesses and industries to get out and maybe do the same thing, right?
Yeah, we have three churches right now that have started building as far as Meals on Wheels goes. But it would be great to have some more businesses that would be able to adopt a route for us.
Are there some special things going on during National Nutrition Month?
I usually try to go out to all the meal sites and just talk a bit about the topics as far as eating on a budget and giving some tips. So that's generally what I do. This week, I'm filling in for one of our individuals that's on vacation, so it'll be a little hard to get out there. But yes, I do go out there and talk to people about National Nutrition Month and give them some input. We also put some stuff out on the tables different times throughout the month, too, for people that are attending Congregate if I'm not able to be there.
Great. It's fun to go out as a guest sometimes at the meal sites and, you know, enjoy that company and might even learn something, listen to some stories. And
I have to say that doing home visits too, and then, you know, sitting in at the dining sites, it's incredible to hear the stories of the individuals, or, you know, the recent gentleman that turned 100 and we're providing services to them and they're still in their home. And it's so rewarding. It's truly rewarding.
Isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to add, Linda, about the services that you provide?
If there is a group that would like a special bus trip to somewhere, just give me a call, and if I can find a driver, I will do it.
Are you limited in terms of like how far you can go and things like that?
Not really, other than what I've already told you. We've had groups do Hillsboro to the brewing company. We've had groups do, I can't think.
Do you go to the casino? Or is that,
no.
That's not one.
No. I don't want to take that away from Cheryl.
Yeah, okay.
But we're thinking about doing a route, a special route going to the Amish.
Oh.
So people can get flowers if they'd like, and then doing lunch.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. If somebody has an idea for a trip, you'd be open to listen.
Exactly.
You
know? Exactly. Because I'm only one person and I am not creative, as everyone knows. And so just give me a call and we can talk about it.
It's amazing what ADRC provides. I mean, again, if you can't help them, you probably know somebody else.
Exactly. Tanya went over it. I know all the girls, and I do the same thing. Hey, I've got this happening. What should I do?
Right. So if somebody is maybe retiring this year, semi-retired, it's an excellent opportunity for somebody that...
It is. And my drivers are tremendous, but we can always use volunteer drivers because the capacity keeps increasing for people that are disabled or over 60.
And I'm guessing, again, you know, just building some relationships. I mean, some neat opportunities there, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
Anything else either you'd like to add about this month and what's going on?
If anyone is interested in signing up for Bingo Size, that is going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the meeting room next to the Woodman Senior Center. That starts April 2nd and goes through June 13th. It's from 12:30 to 1:30. We'd ask that you call the ADRC and sign up for that at 608-647-4616. That's the same number you'd use if you're interested in volunteering or any trips, anything like that. We'd love to hear from you.
Bingo Size. That just sounds fun, you know, right?
I'm excited to offer it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's a 10-week program.
Awesome. And again, are there age requirements for that or age limits?
It is a free program. I would say anyone that's interested, it's meant for anyone that is considering falls prevention and wants to help them themselves as far as having the capabilities to not have that happen.
Okay, great. Well, ladies, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We hope we can drum up some support and some volunteers for you.
Definitely.
As well. Linda Batten and Tanya Webster joining us from ADRC Eagle Country. Linda, Transportation Secretary, and Tanya Webster, Nutrition Program Coordinator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Thanks to Tanya and Linda, our first half guests on the morning show. Next up, a musical guest, local musician Dan Koba, who has some new music to talk about today, including this one.
Yeah. Edition. What's up with that?
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO. Dan Koba, writer and singer of that particular song, with an attitude.
Wasn't that with attitude?
It was, yeah, right. You've done a lot of songs for our bets.
How I came up with that song was Ole and I were down in Nashville, and we were turning from Broadway onto Main Street. I had a recording meeting at 9 o'clock that morning. And this guy is sitting there on the corner with a sign that says, I'm a homeless vet and I'm hungry. And light turns green, so you got to go. And about two blocks down the road, I look at Ole and I said, are you kidding me? A homeless vet? We got these borders wide open. These guys are going anywhere, everywhere. And we got homeless vets? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? She said, that's your next song. So the next day I got up and wrote it.
Wrote itself, it sounds like. Oh, you've done a lot of songs for vets. And the other one that, you know, we just had John Armbruster, the author of Tailspin, in the studio with us last week. But you wrote a song for that book, didn't
you? I wrote the song for Tailspin because I read the book, and then I called up John, and I'd never met him before. And I just went over and introduced him. He was still teaching in Westby High School, or seventh grade, I think.
Yeah, middle school.
And I went over there and I met him and I asked him permission if I could write a song about what I just read. And he said, under one condition. I said, what's that? And he says, I approve it. And so I wrote it. He approved it. And then I went and recorded it. And everything was recorded on that song. All of those songs there are all recorded in Nashville. So, yeah, we did it in Nashville, and I went and played it for him, and then presented him with a CD, and yeah.
That's awesome, and I talked to John. I just think it's a matter of time before that's made into a movie, so maybe the song...
Well, that's why I did it, because yep. I went down, I met a guy by the name of Myron Nash, who used to do Knott's Landing. And he was a producer of Knott's Landing. And I gave him that book, and I told him, I said, I know who for two people we want to have in this movie. We want Clint Eastwood to play the role of an old Jean Moran, and we want Matt Damon to play the role of John Armbruster.
Ah.
But I had no idea. I don't know any young guys anymore that could play the young Jean Moran.
Well, maybe if I color my hair.
Anyway, he says, I'll tell you what, Dan, you go ahead and you see if you can get Matt Damon. I know I can get Clint Eastwood.
Oh, really? Wow. He's still making movies in his 90s. That's pretty impressive.
Very.
Oh, my goodness. So you have some big news as well. I think you're going to be doing a little bit more with the Apache Blues.
First off, I'd like to invite everybody that would love to hear what I consider the best band in the countryside around here. This Saturday night in Hillsboro, we're playing locally, and we're playing at Station 2 Pub in Hillsboro from 8 to midnight, and I'd love to have people come out.
Awesome. You and the Journeyman?
Me and the Journeyman, yeah. We started, my buddy Leonard Weiland passed away, and first time I ever performed in public was... at his funeral, and Pauly Noor, you know Paul?
Yep.
Pauly Noor comes up to me and he says, man, you're good. You need to be on stage. And that's the day we started our band. And that was in 2018.
You didn't ask Pauly to be in the band, though.
No. Lord, no.
But otherwise, the band has remained pretty much the same, right?
Yeah. Well, we changed our keyboard player. And other than that, everything else is intact. We got John Gehlig on the bass. We've got and tremendous harmony vocal. We got Joe Sakana on drums, and he's harmony vocal. Joe Havlick is our lead guitar. Jake Olson is keyboard, and we're trying to get him to get harmony vocal, but I don't know. We'll get him one of these days. And then me. And keep in mind, I do get to play harmonica, too.
So. Oh, awesome. What's new with Apache Blues? Can you tell us?
Blues, we're having the world premiere of the movie in Ontario, Wisconsin, on the 25th day of May, of which I am here to invite you to become the MC for that. You and I go back quite a ways, and I'm impressed with how you know everybody. And this is for the vets. And so Dwayne Blore, my buddy, who you've had down here, Dwayne has lost 60 pounds in 4.5 months. And I want to make sure that Dwayne is recognized. He's my very, very good friend, and I want to do this for him. So we're bringing the blues in. We're bringing, hopefully, all 13 blues. And those were the search and rescue boys of Vietnam that Dwayne served with. We're bringing the directors of the movie. And this is being held in Ontario because Dwayne's nephew, David Blore, and his wife, Paula, own the Rivers End Bar. And so they've been in contact with me. We have a meeting this afternoon in Ontario with five of the local American Legions. And we're just going to make it. I know this sounds like pie in the sky, but I'm looking for 4,000 people.
My goodness.
In little bitty 800 people Ontario.
Yeah.
This is a world premiere, is something huge. And we need to face it that way. I want to get every military organization there's involved in this thing because we owe it to them. We owe it to them.
The film will be then released. How can people watch it after that?
Well, it's going to be on Amazon and Apple.
Okay.
And but that day we're gonna show the film at night, and the directors will be there. The blues will be there to ask or answer any questions and whatever. And I do want to introduce everybody individually because. Let me tell you a story. The 19th of March, 55 years ago, Dwayne Blore received the Silver Star. You remember a guy by the name of Walter Cronkite?
Mm-hmm.
Walter Cronkite sent a man by the name of Richard Threlkill over to Vietnam after Dwayne received the Silver Star. He saved his platoon. And that's 55 years ago, March 19th. This man will never tell you he's a hero, but in my book, he's a hero.
Yeah. You could almost write a book about him, couldn't you?
I've written a lot of songs about the guy.
Yeah, you have.
No doubt about it.
Your song, Name Tag, that we've played on the air is about
him. That was the first one. That was about him and Danny Rennish that... ran into each other at my 50th class reunion. Last time they saw each other, Dwayne carried Danny out of the rice paddies in Vietnam with 4 holes in his back.
Yeah.
Next time they see each other, 50 years later, at my class reunion. Pretty amazing story.
Yeah. It deserved a song.
I think I got some divine intervention going on here.
I think so, too. How often do you write a song, Dan?
I've written 120 songs in 4.5 years. I just got hired by the Family and Children's Center out of La Crosse to write an entire CD for them for a fundraising project. That is an amazing outfit. In La Crosse alone, I just finished a song yesterday called Handprints. When you walk into the place and you see these 4x8 sheets of plywood and you'll see... So a 4x8 sheet of plywood with all these handprints on them. The handprints signify each child that's gone through this abuse. I just had one picture of the 2022. I had a 4x8 sheet of plywood, which is going to be on the cover of the CD. 350 kids go through, in La Crosse alone, go through child abuse, of which 195 sexual. Sick. It's just sick. And we've got to bring a claim to that. I've been accused of being called a cause writer, and I guess if that's my mantra, then great, I'll stick with it. But when they hired me to do this, I consider this a gift. Thank you.
Those have to be hard songs to write, though, Dan.
Well, I want to make everything. And you know, when I wrote the original Handprints, I wrote it with where I wanted to punish somebody. And the girls over there, they said, no. You got to rewrite this thing. We want this thing about forgiveness and hope. And I'm not kidding you. They go by that. And that just amazes me. You know, somebody goes and abuses you, and what do? You want to, personally, I want to punch them. But they want to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that makes them special.
Yep. Part of the healing process, I guess.
Yep.
So, is there a deadline on that, when you have to have that done for the center in La Crosse?
24th of October.
Okay.
I'll have it done, don't you worry.
Dan Cope, our guest on The Morning Show. We'll have more in just a moment.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
Traditions help connect us with the past and build memories for the future. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We recognize that maintaining a tradition while grieving the loss of a loved one isn't easy. If you can't continue a tradition, why not consider a new activity that you enjoy? There are many tools that can help. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com or call or visit us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The mission of Jay's Power Center is to provide the best buying experience for its customers with a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes. You'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. Local musician Dan Cope on our morning show get-together today. You're going to perform a song. Since you brought the guitar, we'll put you on the spot here a little bit.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I guess that's what I'm supposed to do anyway. Hey, did I invite you to be the MC? For,
yes, you did.
Did I do it on air?
Yeah, you did.
Did everybody agree?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to check my calendar on
that. Oh, don't give me that.
Check with
Say
my agent.
Yes.
I can't until I check with my agent.
this song I'm going to do is called Band of Brothers, and Ole and I were on our way down to Nashville to record another song, and on the way down I wrote this song, and this is dealing with the camaraderie that these guys have had and how they got together and how truly they love one another. Veterans. And so anyway, I wrote this song, and Ole goes to Mike Shrimp, the guy that ran the studio, and she told him that I had another song to do. And I didn't know that I had set this thing up. She had set this up. So we got done with that, the other song, and he says, "I understand you got another one." And I said, "Oh?" And in walks Jordan Larson, who is one of the most fantastic guitar players I've heard. And he brings a 12-string guitar out and never, ever saw this song. And I think it was either one or two takes, but it was amazing. And this is on the CD, Apache Blues. And I'll be playing this thing. Now, I got to go to Louisville next week. I'm playing in Mid-American Truck Show, and they're honoring the vet. And so that's why I'm going. And by the way, you ever heard of Red Eye Radio?
No.
They're out of Texas. They play my stuff on. They're almost as good as WRCO.
They're getting there, huh?
Anyway, that's why I'm going.
All right. Well, take it away, Dan Coba on The Morning Show.
I hope my music makes a difference and is played past eternity. You're the ones who fought the war, inspired a man like me. Forgive the grief when you came home. We tried to make things right. You gave this country all you had. You gave much more than fight. You formed this band of brothers from many walks of life. The war brought you together. You've handled all the strife. I know that each had lost someone, a friend who had your back. You keep in touch with one another and you try to stay intact. Decades have elapsed. The years have all gone by. You question when this happened. You always wondered why. A war brought you together. A friendship that has grown. You formed your band of brothers, and you'll never be alone. The message that I leave you, you can dwell upon. You'll never be forgotten when you're dead and gone. 'Cause the war brought you together. A friendship that has grown. You formed your band of brothers, and you'll never be alone. You formed your band of brothers, and you'll never be alone.
Dan Coba, nice job. That's from the Apache Blues CD and movie, yeah, which is going to be officially coming out this year.
25th of May.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it quite
world
a while ago.
World premiere.
We talked about it with the producers of that. We had them on The Morning Show, and that's been, what, a couple of years, hasn't
yep
it? When they were
yep
they were sitting at your kitchen table, I think, and they called us up.
The yellow table.
The yellow table. Yeah. Sorry. And that song, is that the closing song for the movie?
Then? No.
Oh, it's not. It's no the last song on the CD. That's why I asked
yep
that.
So. It's a song that is on the CD, but not in the movie.
Oh.
not in the movie. So when we're dealing with the movie, I wrote a song called Veterans Trail. And Veterans Trail is the closing of the movie. And then I wrote another song called Requiem. And remember when I told you about Richard Threlkill? So the day that he gets over to Vietnam to visit with Duane, they got 9 dead VC laying on the ground, Viet Cong. And somebody from CBS is going through their pockets. And one of the blues comes out of his hooch and he says, let the dead rest. And I saw that in the trailer. So I wrote the song Requiem. I never used the word Requiem in the song, but Requiem, I was raised Catholic, and